So we had a big week last week. It was St. Patrick's Day. And do you know what that means around headquarters? That means we get a visit from a very special guest, a very terrifying guest, a very mischievous guest, and I am lucky enough to have him on the podcast right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to the leprechaun.
Right,
nobody knows me. What are you talking about, bro?
Come on, what's this like?
Nope. I'm with you, pig. I've got no idea what you're saying, leprechaun. I probably should have picked up on this before I put you in front of the microphone.
Yeah, it's like he's saying something. I feel like there's words happening. Yeah, like right there, he just said pudding. I feel like he said pudding, maybe? I don't know. But it's the words are mixed up and jumbled and kind of really fast. You talk very quickly, sir.
Stop talking. I have a headache. I've officially got a headache.
Okay, so Bumpaka, if you got a headache, I'll take over the interview. You go take a little break or something, and it'll be all good, okay?
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I feel like I snapped. But you're our guest, and I appreciate you being here. I'm excited for you to be here. I'm more excited when you're not talking. Okay, yes, but I'm gonna tell a story, okay?
Should I hold him down to put a muzzle on him or something? Because I don't feel like you're gonna get a word in edgewise while this dude is. He won't stop talking. Oh my word.
Okay. So it's St. Patrick's Day. And it's very exciting because my kids get super duper excited for the leprechaun to come. Yes, because evidently they haven't spoken to you. They haven't been in a conversation with you before. So what they do every year is they put out traps. And they put out traps to catch the leprechaun. Yeah. Okay, so your microphone is now off.
Yeah, is mine? Okay, yeah, I'm still on. Perfect, good, okay. Just want to make sure you could hear me.
Yeah, you're still there. So, when the leprechaun comes, he makes mischief. What I mean by that is he makes a big mess. And so, last year, it's crazy. Like, there are chairs flipped over. Last year there were like streamers and toilet paper wrapped around everything in the house. And this year was crazy because there were like two chairs flipped over. All the couch cushions were pulled off. There were boxes that were knocked onto the floor. And then there's like this confetti everywhere. And there's, there's little gold coins. And, both kids set different traps in different rooms. And he just knocked them both over. And then the leprechaun left a drum kit. A drum kit for the kids. Talk about mischief. That's a lot. That's why.
Yeah.
Why did that have to happen?
I agree.
Is there now a drum set in my house?
Here's the thing. I have not had a bit of sleep since this leprechaun dude brought the drum kit, because all night the kids are over there like bongo bingo bongo dunga ch bongo bong, and it's stop.
Why can I hear the leprechaun again? What's happening?
He's jumping on my microphone. Get it's my microphone. Bumpaka, get in here. He's causing mischief, this guy. Get him away from me.
You can handle it yourself. I'm turning all microphones off now except for mine. So for St. Patrick's Day, It's really cool up here in the Northeast because every weekend there's different parades, and we didn't manage to make it to a single one, and so I felt like we kind of blew it on St. Patrick's Day. But then and my niece's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day, which is super exciting, but then they didn't have a party, so we didn't get to go have fun. And so then we ended up going to like an Irish restaurant, and they had this big tent, and they had Irish dancers, and they had all kinds of fun stuff, green bagels and all the different foods and whatever. And it was, you know, there was music, and it was nice for everyone except for my kids. You know, like, they're like, this is the worst place I've ever been in my life. And I was just like, look around. There's 200 people having fun all around you. Everyone's happy. We don't like it. I was like, okay, all right. You know, but it worked out in the end, I think. And, but back to the leprechaun. So the kids, I think that they're trying to, Oliver thought that he was going to get wishes from the leprechaun if he caught him. And Emerson was all about that gold. He was just like, I just want some gold. And I was just like, I don't, okay. And so the leprechaun comes in. Don't know how he comes in. He's not like Santa Claus. He's not an elf. He doesn't come down through the chimney. There's no forced entry. There's no doors broken. There's no window, you know, nothing like that. There's just, the house is just demolished. And so I got up early in the morning with the kids, and we went downstairs, and minds were blown. And Emerson, at one point, he was just like, Dad, I know you're the leprechaun. And I was just like, do you seriously think that I would do this to my house? Like, all I do in life is clean my house. So what in the world makes you think that I would do this to my house? Because I would not. Is the answer. It's the only answer. I wouldn't. Wouldn't do it. Why? Because I'm the one who has to clean it. I'm not going to add extra cleaning to my regimen of chores. Ugh. And I'm certainly not going to put a drum kit in my house. This is the last thing that I would have happen. But here we are. Messy house, drum kit. New life. New year, new me with a drum kit. So, all right, I'll turn the microphones back on because I feel bad.
Yes, anyway, Leprechaun, here's what I was saying about Bumper Car in there. He, you know, he used to be okay, but now he's a little bit off. He's not as funny as he used to be, and he's not,
Hey, Pig. Hey.
Did you turn the mics back on?
Yeah, I turned the mics back on. Yeah.
You could have given me, like, a signal or something.
Didn't feel like I needed to.
I wasn't talking about you.
You were, though, bumper car.
I was talking about another bumper car.
You don't know any other bumper cars. You don't know any other. No, not okay. Not nice. You shouldn't. I think I'm kind of funny. Pride? That's how I'm going to start saying right. I'm going to put a P in front of it with a dash. Pride? I think it's probably the best move ever. Right? Because then people are going to look at me and they're going to be like, right? Right?
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah. Right, Bumper Car, so Leprechaun and I, we're gonna go down to the restaurant over here. We're gonna get us some snacks. He says he likes pretzel sticks, so that's good, because they're free. And we're just gonna check you later. He says he appreciates...
You speak Leprechaun all of a sudden?
Yeah, I picked up some stuff. I figured out how to speak Leprechaun,
okay,
right?
I'm very impressed with that. Fine, all right, well... thanks, Leprechaun, for coming and hanging out here on the Bumper Podcast. Thanks for making a mess in my house, and thank you for leaving a drum set for the children. And, it was interesting having you on as a guest. Did he just say Popularney? What is Popularney? What does that even mean?
So as I understand it, from my limited knowledge, Popularney is what leprechauns say when it's like aloha. It's like hello or goodbye, okay? So when you see me in the morning, you could be like, hey, Papalani, Pig, what's up? You know, when I leave, you could be like, hey, Pig, Papalani, you know, like that. It's good.
Yeah.
You're learning a lot today.
I feel like
right?
I am.
Per-right?
Per-right. Per-right, Pig. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I am Natty Bumper Car, and you are my favorite bumper podcasteteers. And beware, because this leprechaun, now that you've listened, he might be coming to your house to mess your house up. So have your traps ready. Have your wishes ready, you know, and watch out, because he may bring a drum kit or two to your house. Hopefully not. Hopefully you'll have the luck of not having that happen to you. But if you do, if you happen to see that leprechaun coming or going, you know what to say to him. Right? You just look at that leprechaun and you go, hey, leprechaun, Papalarney.